All right. Ready?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, then I will talk to you after. Good afternoon.
Hi, Elias.
And what shall we discuss?
I have a health issue I'd like to talk about.
Very well.
I had a routine neurological nerve conduction study test done on me in 2003, and I had some very bad after effects from that point on. And I guess I needed to know, was I predisposed to something before I had the test and that's what made things really worse? Or did the actual test do something to me to make me worse?
This is an interesting question in the manner that you have posed it. Do you recognize that whatever you create in your reality, regardless of how bizarre or strange or uncomfortable it may be, and regardless of whether you like it or dislike it, you have actually chosen?
Yes, I understand that.
Very.
And that's why it kind of makes it a moot point, what my first question was.
Not necessarily. I would express that there was not necessarily a predisposition prior to the treatments, so to speak.
Okay.
Therefore, it would more be associated with the latter.
Okay.
Although, not directly.
Okay.
But, yes, that was an avenue that you chose to create this.
Right.
And to give yourself an explanation for how it was created.
Okay.
But it was not necessarily the treatment itself.
Okay.
That created it.
Can we get down to the core of why I created the whole situation and how it's affecting me to this day in the first place?
Yes. First of all, express to myself how it is affecting you.
Okay. I'm tired all the time. I feel like I have something that it's like arthritis. I am hypersensitive to light, touch, sound. It takes a lot of different things to let me go to sleep at night. I need to use memory foam in chairs and beds and car seats so there's no pressure points put on my body. And the muscles on my arms and thighs feel like I've been punched all over, so I feel sore all the time. And the fatigue, the long, long bouts of fatigue is probably the biggest thing that affects my life.
Very well. Now, first of all, let me clarify some elements of this. You, in like manner to many individuals, incorporate a desire to explore yourself and your own spirituality, so to speak, in your terms, and your own connections in that spirituality. In that desire, you have created some physical aspects of that, that in a manner of speaking, you were not entirely prepared for. Individuals seek what they think of as ultimate connection or enlightenment, and imagine what that may actually be in experience. Some of what you are experiencing physically is associated with opening yourself and expanding yourself in relation to connecting with yourself and with consciousness. When you do this, it does affect physical manifestations. Your senses become more heightened. Your body consciousness becomes more sensitive, for you are allowing yourself to experience the beingness. Now, experiencing that beingness is not always comfortable, and it is generally not comfortable within physical manifestation if you catapult yourself into it rather than moving into it incrementally and allowing yourself to acclimate and adjust.
Okay.
Once you have catapulted yourself into it, it becomes difficult to manage, so to speak.
Okay.
For it is quite natural for an individual to move in familiar expressions, which would be to be focusing upon what they dislike in the experience.
Right.
And in focusing upon what you dislike in the experience, what you do is you continue to attempt to push it away.
Okay.
The more you attempt to push it away, the less you are successful. And the more emphasized the experience becomes for you are placing more and more importance upon what you dislike.
Okay.
And whatever you place importance upon, you concentrate upon.
Yes.
And the more you concentrate, the more you create it.
Okay.
Now, in actuality, there are different factors or facets in this experience.
Okay.
One is the catapulting.
Yes.
But that is not the only layer involved in what you are doing. For this is a process, and it is a significant process, for it is a process that you are preparing to share. Now, understand that I am quite acknowledging that this is your choice, and you can choose not to share.
Okay.
But in the process that you have engaged, you incorporate a strong potential to move in a direction of sharing, which potentially can be quite helpful to other individuals in many directions. For in generating the experience yourself, you incorporate a personal knowing and understanding of the experience, of the physical aspect of it, of the emotional aspect of it, and of the intellectual aspect of it. Now, sharing this experience with other individuals can be incorporated in many different manners.
Okay.
One, in association with individuals that also incorporate a desire to explore their own spirituality, but in being helpful for them not to be incorporating the action of overwhelming.
Okay.
It can also be helpful in sharing with individuals that may not necessarily be involving themselves objectively yet in their own spiritual exploration, but maybe experiencing many different types of physical manifestations and incorporating significant difficulty with them. And in that, also perpetuating what they are physically creating. Now, the fatigue also moves in conjunction with this direction. For the fatigue is the body consciousness generating an action to move you into more subjective expression. I have expressed many times previously the reason that individuals sleep is not in actuality to rest. For you as human beings can rest sufficiently without sleeping.
Okay, that's good to know.
But sleep is a time framework in which the objective awareness, figuratively speaking, is temporarily turned off. When you sleep, you engage the subjective awareness. When you dream, you re-engage the objective awareness. The objective awareness becomes alerted and it focuses upon what the subjective awareness is doing. Now remember, one does not follow the other. They are always moving in harmony. But this creates an opportunity for you as an individual to be more objectively aware of your subjective awareness.
Okay.
This is what the purpose of dreams are. Now, in this, dreaming does not require long time frameworks. In actuality, you can generate what you may describe as an epic dream that seems to incorporate tremendous time, and actually it is all occurring quite quickly. Dreams are not long in time. They may be long in subject and in activity, but they are not long in time.
Right.
And to generate dreams, the objective awareness must be alerted. Therefore, generally speaking, individuals do not dream when they are deeply sleeping. They dream when they are in a sleep state that is not deep and will allow the objective awareness to be triggered. Figuratively speaking, when you are sleeping and not dreaming, your objective awareness is sleeping also. Now, as to the other factor of sleeping, one factor that contributes strongly to fatigue is the association that you must sleep to be rested.
I can see that.
And if you are not sleeping, you will not be rested, and therefore you generate the association that you have less energy.
Okay. Yeah, that's great.
You do not incorporate less energy.
Okay.
I would express to you that you can maintain your body consciousness and not feel as fatigued by allowing yourself to incorporate a certain number of hours within your day, so to speak,
okay,
of entirely resting.
Okay.
You may not be sleeping,
right,
but you also are not moving.
Okay.
You are generating the action that simulates sleeping,
right,
but you know you are not sleeping.
Right.
In allowing yourself to generate that action of being still, being quiet, not moving, not physically doing, you can remind yourself that that action is equally as beneficial and maintaining the body consciousness as it would be to actually sleep.
Okay.
The rest is the lack of physical movement,
okay,
which allows the body consciousness to regenerate and reset itself, in a manner of speaking. For the body consciousness is designed to expend considerable energy within waking state, regardless of what you are doing. Even if you choose to sit in a chair for 15 of your hours in one day and read books or incorporate films, and it appears or seems to you that you are not doing, you are, and it expends energy.
Okay.
This is a natural function,
okay,
of the body consciousness. In this, simulating sleep, even if you are not actually sleeping, allows the body consciousness a time framework to slow itself and reset itself.
Okay.
In that, even drifting into sleep for brief time frameworks, such as a few minutes in any given time period, is enough to allow for that connection with the subjective awareness, which you can do in other forms also. It is not required that you sleep to connect with the subjective awareness. But that is the easiest method for most individuals.
I've been working in the last 20 years to get to the point of channeling, and I have no idea which way I would be doing it versus my physical job that I do. I'm easing out of my physical job. This adjustment, I take it, is something related to me working to the goal of channeling and doing readings for people. And I always wondered, am I going down the wrong path with that? You know,
it can be. It can be incorporated in that manner with your participation.
Right.
Or it can be, if you are so choosing, you can incorporate that action of channeling for your own information.
Okay.
And you can incorporate that into your direction of interacting with other individuals in this sharing manner.
Right. Am I physically, mentally, and emotionally able to do this at this point?
I would express that at this point, you are engaging conversation with myself.
Yes.
That is a turning point.
Yes.
And at this point, you are readying yourself in choosing a direction. And offering yourself a greater understanding of what you yourself are creating, becoming more familiar with yourself, your direction, being self-directed, listening to your body consciousness, allowing yourself now to move in a direction of not fighting with it,
yes,
not opposing it,
yes,
and changing your importance, changing the importance from what you do not like to what you can accomplish.
Okay, that's a lot to think about.
In this, you are embarking upon the beginning.
Okay.
I would also express to you, beyond the automatic concentration upon what you dislike,
yeah,
you can incorporate some exercises that may be helpful to you in practicing how to move your attention to not be focused so consistently,
okay,
upon what you dislike.
Right.
Now, as to the physical discomfort and the painfulness, so to speak.
Yes.
For one day, I will express to you to pay attention consistently all day, every moment, to what you actually feel. Subsequent to that one day, what I will express to you is to remember what you felt, what you did not feel, and to remind yourself of what you did not feel. For I will express to you, generally speaking, when individuals create a physical manifestation that is ongoing and that appears to incorporate no relief, they generate a general association that they are in discomfort or that they are ill.
Yes.
Therefore, their perception moves in a constant expression of being in discomfort or being ill.
I get it.
But in actuality, there are moments throughout your day in which you are not feeling discomfort. You merely do not pay attention to them, for your attention is fixed upon the general perception that you are constantly in discomfort.
Right.
When you can notice that there are moments in which you are not experiencing discomfort, it invalidates that general perception.
Okay.
And it reminds you that in actuality, you do incorporate time frameworks in which you are not distressed or in discomfort or feeling ill. You will also notice that there are moments in which you are not feeling fatigued.
Yes. We'll notice that.
Generally speaking, the most notable time frameworks in which you are not feeling discomfort or you are not feeling fatigue is when your attention is significantly distracted. When you are engaging some action that significantly moves your attention away from the physical expression, you do not experience the physical expression any longer. That action can be as simple as involving yourself in a conversation with another individual.
Okay.
And genuinely being present and paying attention to what is being expressed in the conversation. Now, another suggestion that I will offer to you is for a time framework, do not engage conversation with other individuals in relation to physical manifestations.
Yes.
Your own or other individuals.
Yes.
For that is a reminder.
Okay.
And a reinforcement to you to be paying attention. But I will also express to you, when you are experiencing discomfort, without speaking of it, allow yourself to moan.
Okay.
This may appear to you initially to be somewhat silly, but in actuality, I will express to you the reason that small ones moan when they are feeling discomfort or an illness is that this is a natural release of energy of the body consciousness.
Excellent.
Therefore, it allows the body consciousness to release energy that it is holding, which also contributes to the discomfort, and the sound itself is distracting from the area of the discomfort.
Okay.
For you naturally will pay attention to the sound of yourself generating the moan more than the actual pain.
Okay.
Therefore, this is a very simple exercise that you can incorporate that will be effective.
My time is up, unfortunately. I did want to ask you what my essence name was.
Very well. Essence name. Rana. R-A-N-A.
Okay. That's great.
Very well, my friend.
Thank you very much.
I shall be anticipating our next meeting.
Definitely.
And I shall be offering my energy to you in my presence with you in encouragement and supportiveness.
Excellent. That would be awesome. Awesome.
I appreciate our founding of our new friendship.
Wonderful. This is so exciting.
In great lovingness to you and in wondrous encouragement. Au revoir.
Thank you. Bye-bye.